downstairs.
Junior church can go on down.
Amen. Like I said, I messed everything up this weekend. I'm trying to figure it out. Whew. John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 John chapter 1 John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. I know it's Memorial Day. Usually I preach on memorials or something like that. And today I was up last night, all night, just praying and asking God. I pray about preaching this, preaching that, preaching this, preaching that. And I believe this is what I'm supposed to do. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Wow. Preach on the presence of devils. The presence of devils. Unclean spirits. And I guess that's probably why the fight is going on. Whenever you preach on about the devil, you got to be careful. You got to be careful about preaching about the devil. You got to be careful that you don't lift him up because he likes praise. He likes to be lifted up and be presented as something that he's not. He's not Jesus Christ, that's for sure. And one day he's going to bow before Jesus Christ. Thank God. We're going to see it. And the Bible talks about there's a Trinity. Now, if you're saved, you've been in this church for a while, you know there's an unholy Trinity. There's the devil has a Trinity. God has a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The devil has a Trinity, and you'll find that Trinity in Revelation chapter 13, I believe it is, and you'll find the unholy Trinity there. No, it's Revelation 16, and Revelation 16, you'll find that Trinity, and look what it says in Revelation 16, hold your place in 1 John. And Revelation 16, verse 13, it says this, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. There's a dragon up above your head. He's flying around. He's out in space. The Bible calls him a seven-headed dragon. But the Bible says, I saw three unclean spirits come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. There's the unholy Trinity right there. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The devil is a counterfeiter. The Antichrist is going to show up, and he's called Antichrist. He's the opposite of Jesus Christ because he's anti. He's Antichrist. So here's the dragon, and got three unclean spirits that comes out of the mouth like frogs. Frogs are type of unclean spirits. And we was down at Linda's dad's, and we brought a bunch of stuff back, and we're going to shoot them, statues. Now, if you got a statue of Mary in your front yard and you got all that stuff, that's idol worship. You shouldn't have no statues. The Bible tells you that. But we brought back dragons. And in Chinese worship and Buddhism, you'll find people, they'll have that, they'll have that dragon going down the street. You say, what does that dragon represent? It represents the devil. That thing represents the devil. And people don't understand with these guys going down in that dragon's, they're going down the street and they're having a big feast and all that stuff. And they worship in Buddha and all that. It's unclean spirits, man. And what you just seen in Revelation, it says God, the Antichrist or the devil himself has got the false prophet. He's got the dragon and he's got the and the beast. Those three, they're unclean and they're satanic. But in 1 John chapter 4, you and I, as Christians, we're in a battle. Here's Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is about remembering people that fought and that was willing to sacrifice their life and to lay down their life for their country. Now, we're in a battle today as Christians. You're fighting against things that you can't see. And I'm going to tell you this. Your brothers and sisters sitting in here is not your enemy. And you might think, well, so-and-so is my enemy. No, they're not. And I mean, what we need each other, amen? We need allies. We need people that believe the book, that stand for the book, and that's like-minded, and we're allies. We're not enemies. We're not fighting each other. We shouldn't be. But most churches, what they'll do is they'll fight, they'll have inner fighting, and they'll fight each other over stupid little things that don't mount to hell beings until, something major happens, like your rights being taken away and you end up going to jail for being a Christian. And then you realize the stuff that you fought for and argued about didn't mount to a hill of beans, man. And all that stuff don't mean nothing. Like I was talking about in Sunday school, a lot of times it's preference, not conviction on the Word of God. And so as a Christian, you got to realize what to stand for and when to stand and how to stand and what you're fighting against. And what we're fighting against is not my brother, my sister, not my, my mother, my father and all that. You're fighting against unclean spirits, man. And some people are being led by the bad spirit, wrong spirit. And you say, I don't believe that. Just go down on the streets with the guys on Saturday night and when they're preaching in front of the bar and watch people act like there's something in them. Watch it. Now, I've dealt with people that had unclean spirits in them, devils in them. And a lot of times Christians can allow unclean spirits control them. You can be sitting in here this morning and allow unclean spirits control. You say, what do you mean? Oh, well, we always talk about, wine and spirits. You go down there and get some wine and spirit. You drink that stuff and you become a raging maniac. And your people taking drugs, they see stuff. They may act like certain things and they'll get crazy. And they'll fight against people, and they'll fight against the cops, and the cops will say, man, they got unnatural strength. Why? Because they invited a spirit inside of them that's taking control. And Jesus dealt with those things. And Jesus cast out devils, and a guy called me up this week talking about praying, how you get this and how you get that. And I told him, I said, Jesus cast a devil out of a young man. He came down off the mountain. And the disciples said, Lord, how come we couldn't do that? How come we didn't? Well, how come we couldn't cast the devil out of that guy? And Jesus said, this kind come by prayer and fasting and praying and seeking God. And what happens, most Christians don't know nothing about prayer. They don't know nothing about fasting. They don't know nothing about getting a hold of God. And they don't know nothing about fighting unclean spirits. Why? Because of what happens is we're like in a river. We're like in a river right now. Society is like a river. And the river is going down, we're going downstream, and it's carrying everything with us. Like almost like when you see a flood, it just carries everything with it. And what happens as a Christian that's trying to do right, you're going against the tide. That's why sometimes it gets hard. You're going against the tide, you're fighting up, you're trying to swim upstream when the tide is coming at you and things are hitting you, and man, you don't know what to do. So what do? You keep swimming. You keep going. And why? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. And man, we all seem like it's going to get heavier and heavier. Man, you're going to fight unclean spirits. You're going to, man, deal with anger. So what? The Bible says, anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. And people are mad, upset. They get mad at their brothers and sisters in Christ. Or what? Stupid things. That's unclean spirits, man. And even self-righteous, people that think they're right with God, they can get mad. The Pharisees thought they were right with God. They wanted to kill Jesus. Every time you turn around, they wanted to kill Jesus Christ. So look in your Bible, look 1 John 4. I'm going to try to give you some help this morning on this Memorial Day. You're supposed to be a soldier. You're supposed to fight. And you don't understand some people. I'm going to tell you this. If you do not read your Bible, you're going to go right along with the stream. And you won't understand why. And then you start questioning, is this real? Is God real? Is the Bible real? Yeah. Is all this stuff real? But inside you, there's a still small voice saying, you know it's right. You know it's real. But if you don't grow and get stronger, you won't be able to swim. You just go along with the tide. Whatever the world, whatever the devil, unclean spirits tell you to do, you'll do it. Whatever they tell you. And that's why, like I said, the battle is raging. And the battle gets hard at times. And sometimes you got a spouse that don't want to serve God. You got children that don't want to serve God. And you're fighting this battle. You say, man, I'm just tired of this. I get wore out with it. And the only way you can get your strength is get in the Word of God and get praying. And say, Lord, I know you're real. I know you can help me. I know you're going to get through it. And the devil sits back and he's just, man, I didn't get him that time. And you say, well, the devil ever give up? No. No. There'll be times, the Bible talks about an evil day. We're going to look at that in a minute. There'll be times where things will come on you heavy. It'll be heavy on you. But then there's times it just kind of backs away and you say, God, protect me. That's why I've always prayed this. Now, it would be a good thing for you to pray. God, put a hedge of protection around me. Which you don't really have to say that. God's already done that. God's got a hedge around you. And there's a hedge of protection. And the Bible talks about in Job that somebody breaks the hedge and a child of God, what happens is if you break the hedge and you go out from God's, you'll never get out from God's protection. Don't get me wrong. But you can go out and allow things happen in your life by going across the bush into the wilderness to allow the wild beast of the wilderness to devour you. That's why we've seen, in this church, we've seen a lot of people get devoured that got saved, didn't grow, didn't know they didn't grow and they didn't get right with God and stay right with God, and they got devoured by the world, by the flesh, by the devil. And they're not here anymore. They get devoured by it. Now look what the Bible says. And see, all the way through the Bible, man, they're telling you, watch out, prepare, look out. It says, look at chapter 1 John 4, and most of the time in a Christian's life, the biggest battle you have is right between your eyes. You'll think everybody's talking about you. The devil will tell you, nobody really likes you. There's a clique in the church. There is a clique. There is a clique. Those that come to church, they're clique together. You don't come to church, you're out of the clique. People use this thing, there's a clique in the church. Well, there's always a clique everywhere. There's a clique at work. You don't quit work because there are cliques there.
Yeah,
how about that? Yeah. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. I mean, the devil will tell you about so-and-so. He'll whisper in your ear and say, they don't really care about you. Oh, they're just talking trash about you. And the devil will tell you all kinds of stuff. It's whether you listen to him. If you start listening to that stuff before long, you'll be out.
Right, yeah.
You'll say, oh, I'm a bunch of hypocrites. And you'll use the hypocrite deal, and you're the hypocrite.
Amen.
At least the hypocrites are trying.
Amen.
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 We're trying to do right. We're trying to fight the battle. We're trying to live right. We're trying to love God. We're trying to read our Bible. We're trying.
Amen.
All right, preacher.
Yeah.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God or not, are God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. And hereby I know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it was should come, and even now already is in the world. He said, you heard it's coming. He said, but right now it's there. It's already here. And then look at verse 4, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you. That's a great verse. How many in this room can say, preacher, God is inside me. I'm saved. I belong to him.
Amen.
Now the verse says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. So you got somebody greater in you than what the world has. And it's whether you know how to access it and how to use it for God's glory. God wants to use you. But you have to know how to get a hold of God and say, Lord, this body is not mine. But what happens is when we take possession back that God's gave us, he saved you, and he said, okay, it's your body. What do you want to do with it? And that's why Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 is so important. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind. Renewing of your mind. Your mind is your battlefield. He says, man, so the devil knows, folks, And I'm going to tell you something. The devil knows man. But the problem is, as a soldier, when you go to boot camp, they'll try to train you who your enemy is and what he looks like. And you're supposed to know what your enemy looks like. And man, know how to fight him. And most of the time, we don't learn that. We don't learn how to fight the enemy. We don't know what he looks like. Why? Because the enemy you're fighting, you can't see. But a lot of times, you'll think it's so-and-so over there. Or it's my wife. Or it's my husband. It's my kids. They got devils in them. I've had people call me up and say, will you come cast the devils out of my children? I said, yeah, after I cast the devil out of you. But man, they think it's, you know, somebody you can see. Now, I believe there's devils in people. I've seen it. I've dealt with people. You're talking about a wild thing. And you know what? Whenever you get this wild hair, I'm going to live for me. I'm going to do my own thing. Guess what spirit you're listening to? You say, well, I'm my own man. I'm doing what I want to do. No, you ain't. You ain't doing what you want to do. You're listening to something. You're being taught. You're being showed. You're being guided. And what you listen to is what you become. He says, but ye are of God, little children. You belong to God. He says, and have overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. So the Lord says this. Look at verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You know what? The spirit of truth has a right ring to it. When somebody's telling the truth and preaching the truth and trying to help you, it has the right ring to it. And that's why the Bible says you got the spirit of God in you. And man, hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. When somebody's preaching falsehood and untruth, then we know it by the word of God. So there is a presence of devils around us. If the Lord took the scales off our eyes right now and you could see what's around and what you carry with you. Now, can you imagine if you got in your car, and I know a girl this happened to. A girl was messing with a Ouija board, and she messed with this Ouija board, and she got in her car, and she was out at picking oranges down in Florida. And she got in her car, and she's riding down the road, and she's listening to some music that she shouldn't have been listening to. And she's riding down the road, and all of a sudden, the smell of sulfur come into her car. She thought her problem with the exhaust system. And the sulfur came into the car, and she's listening to her rock and roll, and she was a Christian girl, listening to her rock and roll. And the sulfur came into the car and smell, and she's riding down the road, and all of a sudden, she looked over and seen the seat like somebody had just sat down in it. She pulled that car over, got out, went running down the street. A cop picked her up and asked her, and she said, there was something in my car. So the cop goes back, looks in the car, says, ma'am, ain't nothing there. She said, he was in the seat. He said, in the seat. And she said, yeah. He said, what did he look like? She thought, well, if I tell him what I really saw, he's going to think I'm on drugs. She was messing with a Ouija board. And she said that night she went back to the dorm. The cop followed her back to the dorm with the cop car, and she's riding in the road. She didn't smell the sulfur anymore. She got back to the dorm, and she woke up in the middle of the night laying in her bed on the top bunk, and she said she looked, and the door opened, and this cloak come floating through. It had a smell to it. She said she screamed, and man, what happened was, the Bible talks about the devil as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. You mess with the lion, he'll mess with you. You don't mess with unclean spirits. Now, Christian, when you listen to music that you shouldn't be listening to, hanging around the bars, drinking what you shouldn't be drinking, and smoking what you shouldn't be smoking, and you're doing all that stuff, you're inviting unclean spirits. That's why you'll go home and fight with your wife and fight with your husband, and you'll act like a fool. That's why this happens. And you say, well, it's just, I just trying to be me. You see men, you see older guys going around. You know, they go through this midlife crisis. They buy a Corvette with a convertible. And they grow their hair down to a ponytail. And they drive around, they put earrings in their ear. And they come up beside a car. And a girl about 20 years old, hey, babe, hey, good night. I know what the girl thinking, you old fart, get out of here, you pervert. Now take your Bible, look in Job chapter 1. Look in Job chapter 1. Man, you know what? I wish somebody would explain this to me when I first got saved. They told me a little bit, but I couldn't handle it all. I couldn't handle it. And we're fighting more today with unclean spirits and dealing with things that we've never dealt with before. And I see it in people's lives, Christians. And why? You say, why did they do that? Why did they act like that? Why? Because they're not yielding to the Spirit of God. You're yielding to something else. Yeah. Look in Job chapter 1, verse 7. I got to hurry. Job chapter 1, verse 7. He said, the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? You think, what happens is we think we're in the 21st century and the Bible is good, it's the right book, but the devil has been annihilated. And unclean spirits are not here anymore. They're here more now than ever before. They're working on you more than ever before. And what happens is you don't realize it because you get used to it. You get used to unclean spirits talking to you. People are doing all kinds of stuff to themselves. Girls cutting themselves. Who tells them to do that? Who tells somebody to snort? Who tells somebody to do that stuff? Trying to escape reality. Trying to escape their trouble. Drink their way to a drunkard, to a drunkard's grave. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And see, what happens is, you, young people, you think, well, this is all new. I'm starting a new trend. Oh, man, you're stupid. You are stupid. Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, man. Rebellion is as old as Adam and Eve. And when you rebel, you're inviting the spirit around you. Nobody understands me. Nobody will let me do what I want to do. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. You idiot. We let you loose, you'll make a mess in 5 minutes. Ruin your life. And come back and say, Mama, you were right. Daddy, you were right. You just mess up your life. And the devil sits around just waiting, like a lion waiting for the prey to come. You ever seen Wild Kingdom? You see that lion will get in the high grass, and he'll see a little gazelle go by. Where's she at? Here she is. See a little gazelle go by, and that lion will get down. I got a German shepherd that does that. That German shepherd gets down and ready for attack. Man, that lion will get down that high grass, and they'll watch that thing and wait till he gets right close, and then all of a sudden, when he figures in his mind, he can catch him. He'll spring at him. Dinner is served, my friend. He'll devour that thing. And the blood will be running down his mouth. You know what we've seen around here? We've seen kids, teenagers, families. We've seen them devoured. And we couldn't do nothing about it. We tried. We prayed. We cried. We couldn't do nothing about it. Because why? They exposed themselves to it. They broke the hedge. They went out. Take your Bible, look in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. It's up to you who you'll serve. God's not going to make you. God never makes you. He never makes you, makes it where you're okay. All right, he can make it rough on you, but he's not going to make you serve him. You know why I want to serve him? I mean, before I was saved, I was 18 years out there. I was only 18 years old, but I'd done stuff that 30-some-year-old men done, 30- and 40-year-old men. And I was out there and seen all that stuff, and I seen my family. My father had all the men work with us that lived in our house. That's why I've always had people living with us. I've seen the drunk. I've seen the fights. I've seen the stabbings. I've seen all the killings. I've seen stuff. And after I was 18 years old, when I got saved, I said, man, God, give me a chance. My brother calls me from prison every week. mother, brother, dead. I've been out there. I've seen what the devil does, how he devours people, how he destroys them. And some of y'all have seen it as well. The Bible tells us how to fight against the devil. It says, try the spirits to know whether they're of God or not. When you got a spirit inside you of rebellion, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to do what I want to do. And if you're just doing it to be seen of men, it's no good. If you're just doing it for your family, it's no good. You got to do it because you love him. You say, how do I get that way? I'd get alone with God by myself and say, God, I want to love you. I want to love you from my heart. I don't want my sins of my past come out on my children. My sins still come out on my kids. I can see it. I don't want that to come out on them. I don't want it to come out on my grandkids. Ephesians chapter 6 starts out talking about children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Why? Somebody wrote this, knew something about the devil, knew something about fighting the devil, knew something about a warfare. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. What you do around this church and what you do in the ministry, you should be doing it for him. If you're doing it for the praise of men, you have your reward. But if you're doing it to please him, you'll see a reward one day. You might see it here and there. Look at this, verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Saying, whether you're a slave or whatever you do it for the Lord, you do it right. Ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that they're your master also in heaven, whether it is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You're not going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil when it comes at you. You never know. We never know when it's going to hit. You never know when something's going to come at you. Well, you got to be strong. You got to be prepared at any given time. It's like riding down the road. Here, I like in Christian life like this. You're riding down the road, and all of a sudden, you're just laughing and joking. All of a sudden, a car comes out of nowhere and slams in the side of you. Sometimes it's going to broadside you. Things happen in this life that's going to broadside you. You just need to be prepared. Mentally thinking, with your mind, with your heart. God, I'm going to serve you no matter what. I'm going to keep serving you no matter what happens. I'm going to serve you. Look at this. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, I'm going to take on to you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day when this stuff comes upon you. And having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And it says, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The devil is real. And the things will come at you. And the Bible tells you, you need to be prepared at any given time. You're going to face it. You don't know when. You don't know how. And just like when you're in the military, you're on the front lines. You don't know when there's going to be an attack. You don't know when they're going to come at you. You got to be prepared for it. You got to be preparation. That's why I'm for America being armed to the teeth, man. Being ready. I love to know that our ships are in the Mediterranean. They're in the Atlantic. They're in the Pacific. They're in the Gulf. They're there, and they're training all the time, preparing. They're preparing for anything that comes at them. They're preparing. If they were just laying like at Pearl Harbor that morning when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, they were. It was a Sunday morning around 7 o'clock in the morning. There was a young man. They just had radar established, and he was up on the tower. He could have stopped that whole attack, or could have the planes could have gotten air. They could have been ready for him. But there was two young men sitting in a radar tower, and they saw the dots come across the radar. They called the lieutenant, and the lieutenant was the one that that really caused the whole mess. And they named the lieutenant, and they called the lieutenant and said, "Lieutenant, the screen just lit up. Got all these dots coming across the screen, and man, there's like hundreds." And the lieutenant woke up out of his sleep, and he said, "Oh, don't worry about it. That's just some planes coming in from the States." But it was coming in the wrong direction. And the boy said, "Well, okay, the lieutenant said so. That's fine." And all those men, still in their bunks, killed. We've seen that in the sense where young people get saved. People, men get attacked. The devil comes at them. Why? Because nobody's praying. Nobody's asking God. Sometimes they just break the hedge and they go out and they're going to do their own thing. Take your Bible, look at Matthew chapter 12. Look at Matthew chapter 12. The devil's real. And man, you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. He's going to come at you. He's going to fight against you. And you're going to, man, if you're not ready, you're going to get slaughtered. You're going to get slaughtered. And I've seen so many people. I wish I could touch everybody. I wish I could make everybody perfect in the sense of knowing God. I wish I could, man, just touch everybody and have knowledge and they have experience. I wish I could just do that. I've seen old folks walking and I see them hurting and they're walking like this. I said, man, I wish I could, man, do something for them. I pray for them. I wish I could, but you know what? I realize I can't do it, but Jesus Christ can do it.
Amen.
And man, but the Bible, here's something I can do. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. The Bible says, be prepared for the evil day. The Bible says, man, you never know when you're going to get hit. I mean, a lot of times we expect the outside to hit us, but we're getting hit on the inside. We get Christians that won't live right. I'll hear about somebody that's supposed to be doing right and living right, and then I hear about them doing something stupid. And I go, man, what is the matter with them? Why are they doing that? They're not being led by God.
Amen.
Unclean spirits, man. Something's told them it's all right. I'm going to do what I want. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. I'll just live the way I want to do. And you don't realize, man, this is a company. It's a company of soldiers. And we're supposed to watch each other's back. And when somebody goes out and does their own thing, it's like going AWOL. You hurt everybody. Look at the Bible says in chapter 12, verse 43. Jesus talking. He says, when an unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also with the wicked generation. Jesus said, unclean spirit will go out of a man and look, walk around dry places, can't find none, can't find no rest. He'll go right back into that same one. Unless there's a vacancy, that's what it is. There's a vacancy in that man. And Jesus Christ, when he comes in, he can fill that vacancy. And he can, man, keep the unclean spirits out if that person yields to God. Now, unclean spirits can still come and whisper in your ear and still kind of control you and still lead you and guide you if you let him. He said, when unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. And man, this day and time, we're seeing more and more and more young people. We're seeing more and more people, man, just going off the deep end. I mean, killing themselves and drinking themselves to death, doping themselves to death because they can't find no reason. Something's telling them. Something's whispering in their ear. Unclean spirits. Unclean spirits goes into animals. They go into world leaders. We just read over in Revelation chapter 16, unclean spirits can go into world leaders. You say, what in the world is going on in Washington? Why is Obama doing this? Why is this Congress doing that? Why is this? Why? They go in unclean spirits. It goes into world leaders, man. Controls the system. Take your Bible, look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at this. Look at this. This world is not my home, man. I'm just a passing through. And look what 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says. Now, it says, if our gospel be hid, verse 3, it is hid to them that are lost. A lost man can't see it. Unless God says, you start praying, God show him, open his eyes. It says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds. See that thing? The devil works on your mind. The devil works on the minds of lost people. And that's what, he never changed his tactics. When the devil came to Eve, he started trying to reason with her. When he came to Jesus Christ, he reasoned with him. But the devil works on us and on people through their mind, your mind. What you put in your mind is what the devil controls if you let him. If you put the Word of God in there, you say, God, may your spirit control, and you start hiding the Word of God in your heart that you might not sin against him, or it'll help you to walk this walk for God. You'll be able to have victories in your life instead of defeats all the time. Why? I mean, right after I got saved, man, my father put beer in my milk bottle, and man, I drank beer like it was water. And man, there was times where I just wanted to go back. I hungered for it. I thirsted for it. I wanted to have it. But something inside me said, no. And there's times I fell. Something inside me says, it's wrong. Amen. That's the Spirit of God. Amen. But I listened to another spirit, and I went and did those things. I regret now. But look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at verse 4. He says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants in Christ's sake. So the devil is the god of this world trying to control you, and you're in this world, but the Bible says you're not of this world. You're in the world, and you got to face these things, and you better learn quickly, either sink or swim. You better learn the Word of God. You better learn who your reliance is on. It's got to be in the Word of God. It's got to be praying. We do less praying than we ever have. We do less meditating than we ever have. We do less reading the Word of God than we ever have. We watch more TV, more videos, more social media. We look at more stuff, and that stuff is constantly going in our minds, in our eyes. It's going in our ears, and we hear that stuff. And why? Because we just want to laugh. You want to find something funny to make you laugh, and most of the time it's dirty. Somebody's telling you something dirty, and you go, ha, ha, yeah. Why? There's so much depression in the world. But if a person's walking with the Lord, the Bible says there's joy of the Spirit. You can have joy in the midst of all the stinking trash going on around you. The devil's tactics uses Scripture. He transforms himself. The Bible tells us that's where this movie, I thought, man, when they came out with this movie, Transformers, that's what the devil is. He transformed himself. The Bible tells you that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He says he transformed himself into an angel of light. When the devil will show up, he'll say, hey, this is good. This is God. And people will say, well, God told me. God didn't tell you. There's an unclean spirit might have told you to do something wrong. God's never going to tell you to do wrong. He's never going to tell you to go against the Scriptures. He's not going to do that. The devil transforms himself. He steals the Word of God out of man. Take your Bible, look in Mark chapter 4. Look at this. You read the Word of God, you'll hear it. That's why you got to go over it and over it and over. You say, why you got to read the Bible through and through and through? Why? Because the devil tries to come and steal. Any ground that you've gained, the devil tries to take it back. You know how, I never forget, when I finally got victory over cussing. I finally got victory over cussing. Man, I was so proud of myself. And I hit my thumb one time, split my thumb down the middle. And I didn't cuss. I was jumping around. I was so excited that I didn't cuss. But then I was witnessing to a guy one time, and it came right out of my mouth. I cussed in front of this guy. And I went, oh, I couldn't believe I said it. I was preaching up in Canada, and I was telling a story. And I was in this church of about 50 Filipinos and a bunch of folks. And I was telling the story, and I couldn't believe what came out of my mouth. And I was shocked. I turned beet red. People started laughing. They were laughing their heads off. And I said, shoot. I was trying to say, shoot, shoot. I was trying to make them think I said, shoot, not the other word. And I was going, shoot, shoot. And then finally the preacher said, move on, preacher. And I went, okay, I'm going to back up. And I backed up and I went to tell the story again. And I said the same thing again. The Filipinos fell off their chairs, man. They were laughing so hard. And I said, folks, I'm so sorry. I don't talk like that. I really do. I was embarrassed of myself. I wasn't expecting that. It came out of my mouth. I asked God, I went home that night, and I asked God, forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry for saying that, Lord. I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, the devil's right there, man. You better be aware. You better be ready. The devil influences people. He oppresses people. He possesses people. His communication is through people. And he'll use the devil. The devil will use people talking to you to tell you something. Right. You got to be careful, man. You got to, you know, the Bible says try the spirits to know whether they're of God or not. You got to try the spirit. Look at Mark chapter 4. Look what I wanted to show you this. I mean, folks, most people don't know how to deal with things when it comes to the devil. They don't know how to deal because they don't read the word of God. Look what the Bible says. It says in verse 13 of chapter 4 of Mark. He said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will you know all parables? Jesus rebuking his disciples, he said, he gave a parable to the crowd. And disciples came to him and said, Lord, what about this parable? And he goes, man, you should understand this. You know, there's a lot of Christians that should understand things from the Word of God, but they don't because they don't read the Bible. When I first got saved, the preacher said, turn to the book of Job. Turn to the book of Job. I didn't know where the Bible in the book of Job was. I mean, I opened it up and I went, J-O-B. Job? Look what the Bible says in verse 14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they that by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, look what the Bible says. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately. Right then. Why? Whenever the word of God's being preached, the devil's going to be around. He's going to be around. Why? To keep you. You'll sit there. You'll sit here in church. You'll go, man, I wonder what we're going to eat for dinner. Oh, man, I'm kind of getting hungry. I mean, all kinds of stuff will go through your head while the word of God being preached. And you don't hear it like you should. And then somebody will say, you heard what the preacher said? You heard what so-and-so said? You heard that song? You go, what? Why didn't? Well, I was right there. I didn't hear. Look what it says. He says, these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. That's why it's important when you're sitting in church not to have a hard heart. Not to have a hard heart. Say, Lord, give it to me. Show me what my need is. God, give me what I... Why? You got to remember, the devil's real, man. Unclean spirits are real. Try the spirits and know whether they're of God or not. And the devil's always going to be around the Word of God. You know how... So how do you know that? I'll be reading my Bible and all kinds of crazy thoughts will go through my mind. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand. You'll be reading your Bible and you say, where in the world did that come from? But I've learned, you say, why? Through practice. I can read the Word of God and then it starts circulating. It's like the coffee maker percolating. It'll start percolating in my mind. And these verses will start popping in. The more you put in there, before long, it's like a computer. It'll start working and start, man, you'll start saying, that goes with that and that goes with this. And then before long, man, I mean, and then, you know, I've been riding down the road, man, praying and crazy thought popping in your mind. And I'll go, get out of here. Get out of here. You got to deal with what you know that's real, that shows up. You better deal with it. Why? They're real. Unclean spirits are real. You come home, man, you and your wife are getting an argument over what? Something stupid. Say, where did that come from? Look at this. He says, these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Say, oh yeah, preacher. Down south, this is great. Down south, yes, sir, that's the word of God. Yes, sir, that's right. Yes, sir. You preaching it now, preacher. You're doing it now. He said, what did I say? What? Yeah. Huh? Yes, sir, you really, that's the word. I've ever heard the word. That's it. But what? Look at verse 16. This is sad. Or 17. Folks, this is why you need to grow. If you're sitting in here this morning, you say, I've only been saved, that's understandable. But if you don't grow and you don't study, I mean, the devil's going to be there, but the stronger you get, the harder it gets for him. Look what the Bible says. You know why? You say, oh, I don't believe that. The Bible says, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. Talks about, and then it says, having the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and all that. Why? Because when you know that sword and how to use it, the word of God, you know how to use it, you're keeping the devil off at length about 7 feet. A sword about 4 feet, 3.5 feet. Your arm's about 3 feet. You're keeping the devil off. Why? The word of God. He'll use the word of God. He'll sword fight with you. At least you know how to fight.
Yeah.
Most people don't know their enemy. They don't know how to deal with him. They just follow it.
Right.
It's like the stream. They just go downstream. And man, when it comes to God, the church, or the word of God, all that can go. Who cares? Long as I have my pleasure. Long as I can do what I want. Look at this. 17. It says, and have no root. It says, the stony ground, they have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. When persecution or affliction arises, they are offended, and they quit for the word's sake. The devil hasn't changed his tactics in 6,000 years. He comes at you, he'll come at you, and now there's, Bible talks about an evil day, there's going to be a day sometimes where it comes at you at one shot and you go, oh my God. It's almost like a tornado coming at you. I've been in some of them in my Christian life. I've been in some of them tornado type situations. But I had to keep cool. I had to pray. God, help me. Help my family. And I had to stand where I wanted to run. Christian, you're going to make it through this life. You're going to have to, man, listen to this right spirit. Ask God, help me not to have a bad spirit with me. Help me to keep a good spirit around me all the time. And you do that by your praise, by from your heart, and, man, giving, reading the Word of God and singing to him, you keep a good spirit around you. I tell you what, I don't like to be around people who've got bad spirits. I can sense it when they show up.
Yeah.
You can sense it. Somebody walks up to you, they got a bad spirit, you can sense it. Just feel it. That's why the Bible says, try the spirits, know whether they're of God or not. Christian, I want to see you succeed. I wish I could solve everybody's problems. I wish I could just take a wand and, man, wave it, and everybody, you'd be financially set free. You wouldn't have no more problems. You wouldn't have no heartaches. You wouldn't have no afflictions. You wouldn't have, everything would be perfect. I wish I could do that. The Lord's going to do it one day. I wish I could do it, but I can't. But one thing I can tell you, get in the Word of God, learn how to grow. Learn how to get close to him. That way, when the evil day comes, when things come and the unclean spirits, I hate it driving a truck. I think about the guys driving a truck. You are driving. You got a lot of time to think. And when you're driving a truck or you're driving down the road and you're driving a long distance, if you don't try to listen to good music, try to listen to preaching, something like that. If not, man, you got your long time to think. Man, you're riding down the road and the devil puts all kinds of junk in your head. You start listening to stuff, and man, if you listen to old country music, I mean, man, you'll start feeling sorry for yourself. If you listen to some other junk, there's all kinds of spirits that go along with that stuff. And I told you about that girl getting in that car, and she's listening to something that she shouldn't have, and something showed up that she didn't want. You just need to do right. Ask God to help you to be a good Christian. Ask God to help you get in his word. Learn the tactics that the devil throws at you. And the Bible says that God will protect you. Submission to God, he'll protect you. Knowing the word of God, standing for God, and then stay steadfast. Stay steadfast. Don't turn and run. Don't walk in the flesh. Walk after the Spirit, the Bible tells you. I wish I had more time to go through all this. I believe this is what God wanted me to do this morning. But folks, you're going to fight more and more as the days go on. You're going to face more stuff. You feel like there's pressure coming at you, things coming at you all the time. And man, the devil will try to get you to quit, throw in the towel, get mad, say stuff that you shouldn't say. I mean, just be, the Pharisees were that way. They thought they were all right. They're the ones saying, kill him, kill him, kill him. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. Father, I thank you again this morning. I thank you for your word. I pray, God, for our loved ones, Lord. I pray you save them, that they're lost. We got a memorial coming up for my father-in-law. I pray, God, you would, Father, use it. And I know the devil's going to fight us because he knows our plans to be able to try to see some of the family saved. And, Lord, I pray you, Father, bring everybody here that, Lord, God, want to hear the word of God, Lord, or that the word of God will penetrate in their hearts and that they would trust Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. If they're here, somebody here today, God, they're not saved. I pray you save them, Lord. I pray you work on their hearts. I pray you show them their need of salvation. Help them not to listen to the devil. The devil will tell them, not now. Wait till later. Don't get right now. Wait. The devil always tries to delay. Delay God working in your life. He always tries to delay you getting right with God. Oh, my Father, I pray for those that are here this morning that's struggling, that's facing all kinds of things. So I pray help them to want to have the right spirit, want to have this good spirit around them. And they will surround themselves with good things for your glory, for your honor. The word of God in prayer, my Father, being in the word of God on a daily basis, my Father, thank you again today for your word. I pray, God, thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sin. I pray you save that soul. Bless this time together today. And Lord, I pray that you would help us just to have a good time in spite of what I didn't plan very well. I pray you bless it anyway. In Jesus' name, amen.